June 17th may still seem like it's a long ways off, but for Amy Miller, it's a rapidly approaching deadline. She's the artistic director for the Transcendence Theater Company, and that's the night they will kick off their fifth season of Broadway Under the Stars performances at Jack London State Park.
All the shows have been built starting in January, so all the music and orchestrations are currently getting done now. The choreographers are working on choreography, but the casting is complete. Now it's all pre-production and prep.
But this year, she explains, it will be something extra special.
It's the centennial of Jack London's death, but we're celebrating how he actually inspired people to live. So we always do a season theme song. And this year we've put together an anthem for transcendence, and it's all about inspiring people to live. It has references to the Valley of the Moon in it, and the energy of celebrating the fact that Jack London was always such a big dreamer and an adventurer, and he was going forth and set the world on fire. Like, take that passion in your heart and live full force.
To create such a piece, the company turned to Orlando-based composer Rick McKee. He, in turn, drew on a lengthy cross-country interview for the core images and ideas that became the song he titled Live.
Usually what I do when I compose is I will take down as many keywords or phrases as people give me, and then I'll think, okay, well, I can use this and this, and this is very important. But everything that they had said about Sonoma itself, about transcendence, about what it means to transcend, the song literally wrote itself. I used more words from what they had come up with than what I had to come up with myself.
Thus began a process that, as Amy Miller explains, led to Cotati's Prairie Sun Recording Studios this week, where four-time cast member Q Smith added a vocal track to McKee's song.
He took words through a conversation and then wrote the song about the energy and spirit of transcendence. And then he's orchestrated and recorded all of the background tracks at his studio in Orlando. And then they've come up here to record the song and grab Q with the main vocal today.
Smith is a New York-based performer whose credits range from Les Miserables on Broadway to singing at President Obama's inauguration. She says the process of recording Live was a new sort of challenge.
Each moment has a feeling or certain emotion behind each phrase. And so you pause and say, how should this sound? How do you want people to feel when they hear this? And so we go back and we mold it. And a little vibrato here, more airy, more breathy here. Put a little more power behind this.
And the song continued to evolve, even in the studio, adds McKee.
Initially, what I was asked for was a piece that was a bit more pop. And as I started to learn what the message was, you know, I told Amy, I think this is a much deeper message. And with the amazing life that Q can breathe into a song, it just needed to be this huge anthem. And so we've landed somewhere in between music theater, very cinematic orchestration, and a little bit of pop.
Q Smith will also sing Live live in the upcoming shows. Here's a bit of a preview.
The world, it longs for what you feel.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.